Photos: Florida man's $1 million car waterlogged by Hurricane Ian. By Amy Furr on September 29, 2022. A man's recently purchased $1 million McLaren P1 supercar fell victim to Hurricane Ian as the storm wreaked havoc on Florida. The social media user named Ernie shared photos online of the yellow vehicle, which reportedly had only 300 miles on its odometer, caught in the floodwaters of Naples, Florida, the New York Post reported Thursday. Car went through the garage, the caption read. Followers were quick to comment on the image, one person writing, "Stay safe, cars are replaceable. I'm so sorry, that's heartbreaking," another user commented. An additional image posted Thursday afternoon showed the car sitting on top of what appeared to be a toilet while a vehicle in the background was lying upside down. Hurricane Ian was downgraded to a tropical storm Thursday as it moved across Florida. However, it was expected to hit the coast again on Friday as it neared South Carolina, Breitbart News reported. Tropical Storm Ian is now hugging Florida's east coast, bringing maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, 4 mile per hour away from a hurricane. Still, the storm is expected to make a second U.S. landfall, wreaking further havoc on the states, the outlet reported. Officials issued a hurricane warning for residents on the South Carolina coast while video footage posted online showed what was left behind in the storm's wake after it hit Florida. In Fort Myers Beach, buildings were destroyed and massive piles of debris were seen scattered all over the streets. Emergency crews in Kissimmee helped people stranded by floodwaters inside their cars, Fox 35 reported Thursday. "We also saw airboats from Wild Florida driving around, presumably to help rescue people who were stuck following torrential rainfall as Hurricane Ian made its way across central Florida," the outlet said. In an update Thursday afternoon, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, told citizens not to rush home as the hurricane passed because crews were clearing the roadways and working to restore power for residents. "Avoid downed power lines, flood water, downed trees, and do not drive in standing water," he emphasized.